Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. That song never gets old. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Gary Moore, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Financial Seminary, author of many books, including Spiritual The Career of Sir John Templeton, and also Look Up America. That's his new one. Gary, we're talking about Wall Street and Main Street. We cannot continue this in the co-conspirator of Wall Street, and that's Washington. And I've been saying for a long time that Russia...
There's no disconnect there, is there?
There's no disconnect there. Washington and Wall Street, there's all kinds of oligarchies between Washington and Wall Street. Yeah.
You know, the Wall Street Journal even...
Tell the audience what that means.
It means a nation that's ruled for the benefit of the economic...
The powerful.
The powerful, yeah.
Politicians.
Usually economic.
Politicians and economics. Out here on Main Street, we didn't mind all that. I've never met a small business owner who was struggling... Never met one of them, say 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I never met one of them who says, I really don't like those billionaires on Wall Street. I never met anybody who said that. You know why? Because they felt like they were... Today, we don't feel like we're getting our piece of the pie out here on Main Street.
Well, the bigger... And that's true, Jim. I read yesterday, I think... Street is 8% less than it was 20
years
ago.
Yeah, there's no question. Because they're not investing in the economy.
But the big everybody used to think that if they behaved themselves, my dad did, worked hard, that he'd get ahead.
Yeah.
People are not feeling that today. And I think that's what's really gotten people stirred.
And so consequently, what I'm worried turn to government solutions, which will be an absolute nightmare. We'll be greased quicker than we ever thought we would if we do that. What are the capitalists, the big guy capitalists, what do they got to do? Are they prepared to take the steps to self-regulate and create more oligarchies?
I think there's two answers to that. You got a nuance. I think the guy on what's going on. There's always been two methods of regulation, Jim. One is external, it's called government. The other...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you and I have advocated for a return to traditional morality.
That's right.
You have to, because there's a new age morality by Ayn Rand and some of these folks. It's individualism, atomistic individualism. Dog eat dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, you know, her book, Atlas Shrugged, is the second most influential book in America. Advocates that basically, I'll take care of myself, Jim, and
yep,
you better take care of yourself because I don't owe you anything. Well, complicated that people can't understand them. When you got to get counsel, you know, in some of these mm-hmm. complex matters, people in Wall Street don't really care about you because they're just looking after themselves. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's a deadly philosophy,
mm-hmm.
Jim. That's a mistake. And we see a lot of that. And, you
and,
know,
and a lot of the reasons why this is happening, and I'm no Luddite. Everybody knows that I'm no Luddite.
Right.
But a lot of what's happened is the digital age
yes.
has allowed people to leverage assets and not...
Jim, early in my career...
Would you agree with that?
Early in my career, I fancied myself a trader, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd set my office, and to me, the stock market was nothing but a blip on a computer screen
mm-hmm.
that I bought at the 10 number,
mm-hmm.
and I was gone. I had no consciousness that there was actually companies and people producing products and finally realized this is insanity. And I quit it, but mm-hmm. it's become a game in America.
That's right.
I don't know if you watch commercials on it or by firms that are just encouraging people to do that.
And you never hear anybody use the word invest. It's always trade.
Yeah. TV, Jim. I've been noticing that lately. No one uses the word investment.
It's always trade.
It's always trade.
I've been saying that for a long time. Seminary.org. That's the website, folks, where you find Gary Moore. Hey, Gary, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you next time. Gary Moore, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Jim Blassing game. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.